Okay, chapter 26, Mishnah 8. Oros Bal Habas. So following on from the last Mishnah, hides of a householder. A householder's got leather hides over there. Machshav Mitamasan. If he intends to use them as they are, they become susceptible to impurity because there's no more work that's required on them. And now his mere intention like clicks in that it's now he's now going to use them, and now they're susceptible to impurity as they are. Vishal Avdan Bat of a tanner. His intention doesn't render them susceptible to impurity. Why? Because a householder, it's for him. It's for his own personal use. But for a tanner, he makes the hides to sell them. So he can't have intention that he's going to use it as is. Maybe someone's going to come in and buy that piece of leather and want to make shoes out of it. So he doesn't have control over, you know, the leather's final form. And therefore, if he intends to use it as it is, that's like irrelevant in a way, because he really wants to sell it. And therefore, it's not susceptible to impurity, you know, because of that fact. Shel ganav, if it's a thief, right? What happens if a thief comes along and he steals, let's say, a piece of leather? Machshav matamasan, and now he intends to use that piece of leather as is. Does he make it susceptible to impurity or not? So says this first opinion here, because we'll see there's another opinion. He says yes, if the thief intends to use it as is, it now becomes susceptible to impurity. Vishal Gazlan, if it's a robber, right? Now, the difference between a thief and a robber, a thief comes quietly in the night and steals it. A robber is someone who takes it by force, like puts a gun knife to the person and takes it by force. So if a robber steals that piece of leather, Ein machshava mitamasan, then his intention to use it as is doesn't render it susceptible to impurity. So what's the difference over here? According to this opinion, it's all about, like, so the thief, first of all, it's all about despair. At the point the owner despairs of ever getting that piece of leather back, it becomes the thief's or the robber's. It falls under their jurisdiction in terms of these halachas. So a thief, the owner doesn't know who the thief is, so he assumes that this thing is gone, right? He's never going to see it again. He doesn't know who took it. And he thinks it's gone, and I'm never going to see it again. So he despairs of getting it back. So it now falls under the thief's jurisdiction in terms of intention. But a gazlan, right, the robber, he knows who the robber is because the robber like held him up. So he hopes that maybe with the court's help or something, he's going to get it back. And therefore, he hasn't despaired of ever getting it back. And therefore, the robber's intention makes no difference because the owner still wants to get it back. Rabbi Shimon Omer, he disagrees with that completely. He says, Chulufa Dvarim, it's exactly the opposite way around, says Rabbi Shimon. Shel Gazlan of a robber, Machshava Matamasan, the robber's intention does make a difference. Shel Ganav, but of a thief, Ein Machshava Matamasan, his intention doesn't make a difference. Ibn Shalot Nisyasha Balim, because the owner doesn't abandon hope. So according to Rabbi Shimon, what's going on? So according to him, with the Gazlan, yes, the owner knows the robber. He knows who the robber is. But he's thinking to himself, this guy is so violent. I'm never going to go try get that back from him. I'll give up hope of ever getting this object back. And therefore, the robber's intention makes a difference. But of a thief, even though the owner doesn't know who the thief is, he hopes maybe we'll find out who stole it. And therefore, I don't despair of giving, you know, of getting it back. And therefore, the thief's intention doesn't make any difference to, you know, to that object.